are here again in Dad Pants Land. Do you like what you see? Look around. There's dadness. Dadness abounds. God, I talk some shit in these intros. Why don't I just get into it? Why do I bother talking such fucking nonsense? This is a podcast about dads. That's all we really need to know, isn't it? Pants Panel's here. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Stuart.
And Monty, we wish you all the best. We hope you're getting some sleep, and we hope you come back soon.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. So, dads, what's been on your minds collectively?
Well, I'd like to throw something to the panel as a dad commandment. And I'd like to get some thoughts around something that I've been thinking about. And as you may or may not know, I work in the retail sector. And it seems that there is an overabundance of dads that feel that they have the capacity to be able to move something that's bigger, move something in their vehicle that is bigger than what they imagined it would be. And their vehicle doesn't have the capacity to actually
Absolutely.
That.
Yeah. You look at something, I can fit that in the back.
Fit that in the back.
Yeah. They're rule of thumbing it.
That's exactly
rule of thumbing
right.
it rather than actually doing some measuring.
So
exactly. Thou shalt always thumb it once and then pay for delivery.
Thou shalt not fit it in the back.
Can we rephrase that? Or
Thou shalt not fit it in the back.
Thou shalt never consider wheel rims. That's what it is.
Oh, yep.
What about the, thou shalt not trust thy thumb? Something along those lines.
Yep.
Because,
I think that's,
you must have a lot of experience of people getting it wrong, right?
Yeah, eyeballing is not science. I looked at it. That looks good.
Yep. I reckon not the best way to start a sentence when you're trying to fit a 75-inch TV in the back of your station wagon.
I was going
to
say, what's the stupidest thing you've seen someone try and cram into a sedan?
There's been times where people have had to leave someone sort of leaning against their front loader when they've tried to get it into the back of a two-door. Now, keep in mind, people, front load washing machines weigh up to 80 kilos and are fairly large.
Yeah, take it out of the box. I've seen that one. Can we just take it out of the box? No. Not with a TV, not with an appliance.
And obviously context we go is a purveyor of appliances, some of which can be obviously be quite large.
Correct. Now, the best one... Well, this is an ongoing theme because it happens most of the time. At least once a month, we will have someone come in to buy a larger flat panel TV, and then they'll show up out the back in the taxi that they came in. So not only
interest free, of course.
So I've come to buy a 75-inch TV. And we're going to pick it up in the back of the taxi.
Wow. That's some pretty optimistic thumb work.
That's
isn't
different
it?
From eyeballing it, obviously.
But I think that's the same kind of rule that tends to apply on holidays. Like for some reason, I always think when, especially since we've moved out this way and heading back home, I always think as long as we've got like the breathing space in the top of the roof. I'm like, we'll be fine. Like, this isn't going to be a problem. We're dropping off presents. We'll come home with much less than what we had.
Right. Yep.
No. People will always give you so much shit. So
especially with younger kids too. Younger kids you always come home with so much crap.
Yep.
I think it's a simple simple commandment. It's not my commandment, which is, measure twice, cut once. Right? Isn't that what all tradies will tell you? Is that's what you should do. And I don't know how many times I've got into that problem where I'm like, you get to the place and you're like, I didn't actually measure how big the space is.
And just because the space is a metre wide doesn't mean that it's going to fit the box that's a metre wide and 2 metres deep.
Sorry, what do you mean by that? It's in the box slimline.
Like a third dimension, you mean?
Yeah, well, is there another dimension here?
Well, yeah, that's right. Like all televisions add another dimension. Maybe that's a retail commandment. Maybe that's not a not a dad commandment.
Ben, how many times have you seen a couple rock up to buy something, and by the time they leave, one of the couples still in the car park because they weren't able to fit in the car after the item had been loaded in?
More times than I would like to admit.
They've got to figure out their own way home. Right.
Well, the worst one is on when it's a Thursday night.
Oh God! Yep.
The partner that is adamant.
Winter Thursday night.
Correct. Is adamant that something's broken, or someone's had a win on the pokies, or someone's just got that bee in their bonnet that they have to get that particular product home that night. So we're going to bring all three kids with us. We're going to get in there, we're going to buy this cheap whatever it is, and we're going to shove it in the back of our car, and we are getting it home tonight because that's what I want to do.
Mm.
I've seen an entire family standing out the back of a retail store waiting for someone else to come around and pick them up after the partner that had purchased that product had gone off in the car because that's the only way they could fit it
in. I've definitely done that. taking the kid seats out, left the kid seats with the kids and the mum, and see you later.
What was that?
Driven all the way to Mildura from Sydney and
come back. That's right. I'll be back in 2 weeks. See you later.
Mm.
All right. So what do we got? Something about not trusting your own measurements, or not trusting your own initial judgment.
Our car is not a TARDIS.
Not bad.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Right. Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's on there. We'll get that on there.
Sorry. Just quietly. Can I laminate that and put it up at work?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
wear it. Just wear it. Make them on shirt.
Yeah.
On
Dad shirts. Commandment number 10.
If you can whop a little Dad's Pant logo next to that just for a bit of
outstanding
advertising, we'll get that going as well. Might confuse your customers, but hey, doesn't matter.
That's all right. Here's a QR code you can scan. Spotify.
Just scan this one. Put that in the door. Straight to the Dad Pants podcast. So get downloaded on their phone.
You're welcome, man.
maybe you could give them like an extra $20 off if they give us a nice Apple review.
Yeah, Apple review. Yep. Yeah.
Now we talk.
Matt, you flagged the topic you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I wanted to just talk about the idea of discipline your children. One of the commandments is, don't furnish thy house with empty threats. But what are the other issues that you've had with discipline your children? I don't mean right now. I mean like over the whole time that you've been a dad. What were some of the issues that you've had with discipline? The empty threats, always a big one. My issue that I still deal with is, and I think very similar to what you said previous episodes, Wigo, was that I am quite calm until I...
You're not.
Yes, I have two levels, calm and collected and losing my fucking mind.
And teeth gnashing together.
Yeah, and throwing things in the shed and that kind of thing, which is always one of my dad's moves. Yeah. So do you have any other issues that you can think of?
I think that's a really important thing to learn as a parent, is that punishment achieves literally nothing.
Yeah.
What you need to do is, if you have an action, there's going to be a consequence. If you can and find out what their currency is and deal with it that way, as opposed to, because you've done something to hurt someone else, I'm going to hurt you. Like, that's just ridiculous. Well, like, that's just
here's a problem with discipline that I've found, right? So pretty much the biggest weapon in my arsenal is if you do something really wrong or upsetting during the day, we might take away your screen time.
Right.
So that's all very well and good for us to threaten that.
Double-edged sword.
But that screen time's actually our break from dealing with kids. So if that's gone, then that's actually hurting us a bit as well. Because it depends how often
it's happening.
Well, it's our refresh. It's right. from dealing with children. Yes. So yes. Yeah, I think that's kind of comes into the bucket of the empty threat whatever it is that I threaten you with may potentially, either you know it's not going to really be much of a threat, or it'll hurt me just as much as it hurts you.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. On that topic, when you said that this is what you wanted to talk about, Matt, it kind of made me think about some things we'd discussed before. And it made me want to go back to something that Wigo said an episode or two ago when he said, I found it really intriguing. I think we were trying to wrap up the episode, so I didn't really pursue it. But Wigo, you said you threatened your children thusly with, if you do something to annoy me, I'll do something to annoy you.
Yeah. I think that's fair retribution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but when it's done creatively and interestingly, like that's not a bad kind of method of compliance. At the end of the day, if you know you're going to follow through with a threat, like, and I've always said that my number one tool will be the gift of embarrassment. Like, I will turn up in the Borat Mankini to drop them off at school if that's what it comes to. Like, you know, I have no shame. So you need to accept that this is a possibility for you.
Will that affect you in any kind of teaching credibility you have? Or?
Different states, my friend.
Different states, that's right. It's a border
issue.
I've started to bring in the no dessert policy. Yeah. And that tends to be like a lower level, quote unquote, punishment that tends to hold quite a lot of weight.
Give us some context. What's a default dessert in your household?
Great question.
Well, see, yeah, really good question. So for my eldest son, it would be like a little bit of two fruits and custard. And for Louis or Rosie, it might be some sort of yogurt.
All right. They're sensible desserts, so though.
That's really good. And I can say that was something that we did very early on, was say, that, you know, after dinner, we don't call it dessert. We say after dinner, we have some fruit. And so to say to them, you're not going to have fruit after dinner, that's a big thing. Like, they're like, oh, my God, you're not going to give me fruit. And we're sitting there going, bitches, you're going to have fruit. Like, you know.
That is really hard to condition them to believe that that this is dessert.
This, we're putting value on it. They've put value on it.
Yes.
We've created a currency where that is something with a value. Mm. And that's been something which I've had in discussions with a couple of other dads around here. I said, well, our kids think that dessert is fruit, and they love it. Like, you know, they like a piece of watermelon or an orange or something at the end of their meal. That's how we finish off our meals.
Oh, crap. I should have gone back in time.
Because it's the value that we've placed on it. Like, you know, it's just, it's all about that. This is, how good is this? Oh, we get to have some watermelon.
Maddie's default is deep fried Mars bars by the sound of things.
Yeah, Jesus. Well, yeah, my eldest is a sugar fiend. So that's running interference is basically what I have to do.
So, but I think the reason I wanted to bring that up again was because did you threaten that you would throw your kids' shoes out?
Yes, that's right.
Because their shoes were their shoes were in the walkway. They keep putting the shoes in the walkway, so you threatened to throw their shoes out.
Correct.
Does that not just harm you because you're just going to have to go and buy them more shoes?
Oh, yeah, and I understood the stupidity of my comment about a microsecond after it had come out of my mouth. Yep. Well, A, because my wife sort of did that
face,
that the head cock where she was looking at one of the children, and I said it, and she's just gone. Yes.
No,
we're all familiar. We're all familiar.
We all laugh because we all know.
Yeah, and so I wish I could have rewound time, you know, just that 5 seconds and gone with something different, but I didn't. And so now I haven't used it again.
Yep.
Because they've probably forgotten about it, but, you know, it's good fodder for a podcast.
It is. But so is that phrase. So is that phrase, if you annoy me, I'll do something to annoy you. Like, I don't know. I can't get out of my head, if my children annoy me, I'll go, right, it's my turn to annoy you. And just make like a...
Yep.
Do some irritating thing.
Or I'll just sort of unplug their iPad.
Yeah. Turn the Wi-Fi off.
Turn off the Wi-Fi, yeah. She was to say, yeah.
Turn
off.
Yeah, just change the Wi-Fi.
That's another
password.
Thing.
No, you just change the Wi-Fi password.
Change password.
That's all you got to do. Change the Wi-Fi password. And then you say, no, your behavior has led to this. I'm going to change the Wi-Fi password. It's not turning the Wi-Fi off. I can still use it. How awesome's that? But you won't be able to access anything.
Yeah.
It's just a bit more of a process in my house.
Yeah, I understand it. It's well worth your time.
I have to take the SIM card out of the iPad.
Well, there you go.
But it is definitely worth it.
Because it just the petty stuff is, it doesn't last. It's got no substance to it. And it just, what's to stop them going, all right, you annoy me, I'm going to annoy you. They've got no internal, like, they do have internal logic, but a lot of times they're like, well, that sucked. Now I'll just annoy you. Or what often happens, especially with the more children you have, they just take it out on the younger child.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is definitely a thing.
They just kick down.
In Wigo's case, he just keeps having more children just to try.
Yeah, that's right.
See if he can, outpace the pushing down.
The slinky effect. Yeah, would it be the slinky effect? Just, and it just keeps rolling downhill.
He's just trying to get the behaviour in order. It's just providing more children.
Well, okay. Now, speaking of more children, that's one of the things that we have issues with. In that, because there are three kids. Mm. There can be times where they are all tarred with the same brush.
Mm.
And that is a difficult situation in that where, you know, let's say Rosie, the 5-year-old, has made an absolute mess in the lounge room. And Linz and I basically say, right, well, you've all got to clean it up. Now, is that fair?
No.
Probably not. But Rosie is 5 and her cleaning up is definitely not as good as, you know, what would be expected, like the level of cleanliness.
My 5-year-old's cleaning up, it absolutely eclipses anything that I can achieve.
Wow.
She's
phenomenal. Like, literally, it's like one of the, I don't know, and it's having worked in hospitality, it's one of those weird things that some people just have the knack for getting shit done. And my daughter's definitely one of those people. Like, it literally takes her about 3 minutes and she runs around and everything is spotless. And I'm just in awe of anyone who can do that.
That's great.
So I'm more than happy for her to go and and take over. And she's
incredible.
She's it is amazing. Like, literally, I'm just gobsmacked by how quickly she cleans up a mess. Whereas my 3-year-old, boy, it becomes this ridiculous.
He's trying hard enough to outpace her to make more mess.
Yeah. It's too long. It's too hard. Oh, my God. It's just like, oh, man. Because he knows that she'll do it because she wants to watch TV.
Yeah.
Like, TV doesn't go on until everyone gets... It's exactly
what he was playing, yeah. The fact that, so, yeah. Ben, that strategy of, you know, getting everyone to help out because the youngest one's made a mistake... Surely that's deliberate in that you're conditioning the older ones to make sure the younger one doesn't make a big mess in the first place.
Trying to, but currently the older ones couldn't give two shits about what the younger one's doing at the time. Until, yeah, that's right, up until the point where mum and dad walk in and go, clean your shit up. Right. And, so that's the, you know, that is a struggle. Mm. And it's... The best way I've found to sort of figure that out is to make a game of it And it's only worked a couple of times, but... And the biggest problem with this sort of stuff is that you actually have to get involved. And but it's like rather than actually cleaning it up, you just get involved and I might do a countdown, I might keep score, I do random scores, I have to give someone 12 points for
that's
no,
right.
No, 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 no.
You've got to think of ways to annoy them if they annoy you.
This is the winner, okay? Okay, when you're doing this, this is the thing that works, and I haven't tried it at home, but it definitely works in a classroom. I can't see why it wouldn't work at home. You say, right, there's a magic thing on the ground that when that piece, whoever picks up that one
fantastic
piece,
Ellen.
they get the lolly, they get the prize, they get whatever it is, like, you know, something extra special. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And then you just pinpoint it. You know, it might be one single tiny scrap of paper and everyone goes absolutely apeshit picking that up. And it works really well. I tell you what, it works really well at kids' parties. So when you're talking about cleaning up after the piñata and stuff like that, or tidying up the mess after pass a parcel, there's one special piece that whoever finds that one piece and they put it in the bag, they're going to be the one who gets the prize. Whoever does that, man, I tell you what, every time the kids go apeshit for it, everything is spotless. Mm. Every time.
Now, what is the payment on the back end of that when you've got 25 children and one of them's getting a lolly and 24 of them...
We're gonna get into kids' parties at a later date.
I'm sorry.
Who cares about the other 24?
It's a prize.
Is that the montage?
I love the list of 48 episodes we've already flagged that we'll do at a later date.
Yeah, I've got that one written down. Kids' parties is great. It says a lot of content.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Anyway, one of the greatest pieces of advice I ever got, and this was when our kids were younger. I talk about discipline, but it's my eldest child. My youngest child needs very little discipline. But when my eldest was much younger and was quite a handful, we used to just say, all right, I'm taking your iPad. No, your iPad, you've lost it, and then take it off her. And a friend of ours said, like, why do you do that? And I was like, because she's like, every day it's a battle and she's just wearing us down and all that stuff. And they said, well, this is what you do. You draw up a grid of 60 minutes and you say you have 60 minutes on the weekend. You can use your iPad Friday, Saturday or Sunday, and you've got it for an hour. And so you draw up 60, like a grid of 60 numbers, basically. And anytime they do something that annoys you, you go to the 60 minute grid and you say, all right, I'm going to cross out one number.
Yeah.
So you've lost a minute of iPad time.
Yeah.
Now, what that did is, number one, it took you away from her behavior. So you would go and you would cross it off and all of a sudden you'd realize, oh, I'm not escalating things by shouting at her. I'm just going over.
Yeah. You just,
she could escalate
and
say, no, please don't. And then, but you would cross it off. So you're not shouting at her.
Yeah.
What we actually found out was she was not, her behavior wasn't as constant as we thought it was.
Yeah.
Like at the worst it got was like she lost 12 minutes in a week. And all of a sudden you realize, we're just expecting the behavior to be horrible. But you know when they're at that age and you're just like waiting for them to crack the shit so you can crack the shits, basically. and so all that did was just go, number one, your behavior's not as bad as we thought it was.
Yeah.
Number two, I've got something to move away to, then no one's escalating and you can see there's a real consequence. Number three, you can see this is real and you can see the numbers disappearing. And one of the other things which was pointed out to me was she could then say, I'm going to crack it for another few minutes. I'm going to lose a few minutes. That'll be worth it.
Yeah.
Get out of my system.
Because I've got some good gear here I want to get out.
Yeah, that's right. And it made
it'll be like, I've been holding on to this.
It really changed a lot of our parenting with just that one little thing. Changed a lot of her behavior and our behavior.
Yeah.
A lot of discipline stuff comes back to your behavior, sadly.
Yes. But also how much admin you're willing to kind of commit to.
Yeah, there's that. And I'd also like to say well done for keeping your child down to 1 hour of screen time.
Oh no, that was then, not now.
I don't think I've got enough cardboard.
Well, there's also lockdown contact screen time versus normal contact screen time as well.
This is 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Look, I think The main mistakes I make in discipline is really communication with partner.
Right.
So I think the...
Great point, Buckland. Yeah. Great point.
I think the real times when I've felt that I've gone, right, you've done this. Here's my appropriate response. I'm going to make sure it happens. Oop, I've got some work to do. I'm going to go and do it. My wife's busy. Oh, I'll talk to her later. Don't get around to talking to her. And then it doesn't get enacted because no one's been paying attention at the appropriate time. So that's happened often enough to kind of have this situation where you go, right, well, now the kids think that there's no consequences because...
Yeah, the management's a mess.
The kind of exec level's not talking to each other, not getting... But not through no desire to talk to each other, just through kind of, you know, a mismatch of when everyone's available and all that sort of thing. Yeah. So
just an oversight.
But I think it all comes back to our dad commandment. Thou shalt not furnish thy... houses with empty threats. If you don't do that, then everything's going to come through. Like, you know, if you're working as a team, then you know that that's exactly what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You've got that sitting down and coming up with those plans is really important. And it really doesn't take long. It's a 10-minute conversation to sit down.
Yeah. And also the other important thing is you don't question the other parents in front of the kids.
You just go,
I store that.
Uh-huh. Solid front.
And then, solid front.
The people's front of the idea at all times.
So can I have a chat with you? I just need to talk to you about something.
Exactly.
Did you notice when you were over there before?
That's it. Whenever that happens, you just go, oh, I know, I can sense it. You just go, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? Don't! No!
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you understand what's happened? We're done for.
It's all over.
It's a bed of lies.
That's right. He hasn't got it.
There's no Christmas presents for anyone.
Coming down.
The Easter bunny is dead.
Or you just shout at your wife.
Oh, God.
You know what? I am throwing the computer in the bin. I'm throwing your computer in the bin. I'm throwing the TV in the bin. No more Netflix for you.
Yeah. Your phone's going in the bin. I'm turning the internet off.
Hang on.
We're going to take the roof off the house.
Wigo's children's shoes are in the way. We'll take those out of the bin first.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get
I love the idea of you throwing your kids' shoes out, we go, and then 2 seconds later going, I better go buy some more shoes then, I guess.
The next morning they're getting up for school, we don't have any shoes, and you're like, I didn't think of this.
Whose fault is that?
I just love the idea of Wiggins getting the shoes of shame. So rather than throwing out the shoes, they get placed in a safe deposit box somewhere. And there's like these series of elf shoes or little kind of
shoes and with then bells when they clean like up
and these,
you
and
give
these
them the
are
key.
The shoes and these are the shoes that they have to wear, but until they've cleaned up their shoes, like until their elf shoes are going
shoes
the same
that are maybe half a size too small.
Or no, they're just embarrassing shoes.
Nah,
yeah. Like high heeled Crocs.
Yeah. High heel Crocs. No. You're in the high heel Crocs until you redeem yourself.
Yes.
Or high heel Crocs with sour cream in them.
Sour cream in the Crocs? What are you talking about?
Why not?
Should we end it there? Is that okay?
Yes, we can. Thank you very much, everybody. We'll talk again another time. Just do me a favor, make sure your Crocs are sour cream free. Good night, everybody.
I've got a dad joke about maths. I'm too scared to say it, so I won't do it.
Oh, there we go. Why do we persist with that?
I don't know.
Should we stop?
No.
I don't understand.
Oh.
Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to my Lowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.